It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's the Netball Show with Viper 10. I'm Sasha Shipway. And as Jeeva Mentor has recorded a momentous 150 National League games on Sunday, we have part two of our special chat with her. It looks back on the Commonwealth Games and the importance of the grassroots of the game for the future of the sport. And Nat, you went to the launch of the Hashtag Show Up campaign. Tell us what it's all about.
Hashtag Show Up is a fantastic new campaign launched by Sky Sports and the Women's Sports Trust. They've partnered together to encourage everyone to show up and support women's sport by watching, attending, or playing. And that goes for netball and all other women's sports out there.
Director of Netball at Wasps, Tamsin Greenway, told us more about the thinking behind the campaign.
Well, it's something I'm actually really passionate about, and it sort of started for me about 18 months ago. I was at a conference with a load of media people, and I got asked a question at the end, did I think the media was doing enough for women's sport? Mm. And I actually answered yes, and everyone sort of went, oh, you know, it's like this, what, heaven forbid. And my point being that, you know, it's accessible now. We are showing stuff. Of course I want more. Of course I want more games on TV and more sponsorship and everything involved in the game. But I actually think this campaign's a really positive opportunity for us to go, right, what are we going to do about it? Mm. Let's show up. Let's actually, you know, we know the viewing figures are up. We know attendances are up. But let's do more. Let's get people to regular domestic competition, to local clubs to participate, to be doing stuff regularly, not just the big one-off games where we love and we talk about the legacy afterwards but then don't follow it through. So yeah. I think this gives people a massive opportunity to take it into their own hands, take control of where we want to see women's sport go.
Definitely. So you think it's kind of time for netball fans and players to kind of take a bit of responsibility here and take it, you know, on their own shoulders to improve things?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I can speak from it from a netball point of view because I've been in the game for so long, and we've seen it grow leaps and bounds. You know, we know that we're getting more viewers. We know off the back of the Commonwealth Games, it was amazing. Mm. But the reality is we've got six of those gold medalists playing in our domestic league week in, week out. Let's come and watch them. Let's put on Sky when the TV's on. Let's make sure we're selling out the stadiums, because that's the only way the game's going to grow. And we have amazing participation in netball, but you know, how many of those percentage wise actually come to live netball games, actually connect to the elite side of the game?
Yeah,
I was at a Wasp dinner the other night and so many of the guys came up and were going, oh, my daughter's a netball girl. I went, cool, have you brought her down to a game yet? They went, no, we've been meaning to. You know, it's stuff like that. And we all say, I know we're all busy, but actually if we want to make a change and make a difference, we have to start buying in.
It really is going to take a bit of a culture shift, really. How do you think we're going to achieve that? What needs to happen?
Yeah, look, I think this is the start of it, and just that initial awareness of going, well, hang on a second, what are we doing about it? I think for me, the big pull is once you get people to a game, in whatever sport that is, there's a buzz. You know, I still remember my first football game as, I think I was about 8 or 9. I was actually at Wembley watching Leicester City play. Like, how amazing is that? I was hooked for life. That was it. And I think that's the difference. There will be so many girls that have watched that Commonwealth Games final that will be hooked on netball now, that there'll be a real buzz around. So we've got to take some responsibility, whether that's parents, you know, and I'm a parent, I know it's busy, but actually how do we start going, right, let's take our kids down to these games, let's get them involved at an early age, because we know that they'll have a passion for sport, and whatever that looks like, whether it's playing, whether it's officiating, coaching, volunteering, whether it's broadcast, and we know that it will also help them healthy lifestyles moving forward.
So one of my favourite bits of the article you wrote was talking about comparing your Super League finals experience from your first experience. Well, exactly. You said there were about 50 people there. It was mostly your families. So how does it compare now to when you first started as an elite player, someone playing on a big stage? What how do you think it's changed?
You know what? It doesn't seem real, really, thinking back to what that was. And for me, as a player, that Super Cup final was just as important as the last three that I've won. It was because that's what I was about. You know, I wanted to win. I was with a team. I was training professionally. That's what I wanted to do. I think to think what's happened now off the court, you know, that game, I don't even have a video of it. There's no recording of that 2004 Super Cup final. But to think now what we can look back at and how involved TV is and how involved the media is and how recognisable athletes are becoming, I mean, that has been a real game changer and a real real positive one for the sport and for players moving forward as well. And so I think it's a bit of a, I love the fact that for me netball is netball, but the difference of playing from sellout crowds and just being appreciated for what you do is absolutely incredible, and that's what I've loved that's changed over the years.
Definitely, yeah. Well, it's great to see that it's grown so much, and hopefully this kind of campaign will keep the momentum going in that direction. But I just want to come back to what you said about the media before, because obviously you're saying that, and it's true that we've had so much more media coverage, and all the media coverage has been fantastic, everything that Sky's been doing, the BBC coverage of the Commonwealth Games. But do you not think there's an element that in order to get that next level of engagement, we do need to have more, we need to be on the back pages of the papers every week, not just when it's the Commonwealth Games?
I think it's chicken and egg, isn't it? If we start supporting it and start talking about it on social and start turning up to things and start watching it and start bugging people about it, it will change. Yeah. So, yeah, of course, I'd love it to be on the back pages, but we do need to take some responsibility. And I'd still question, you know, the amount of participation we have in netball, how many people actually know about the elite game, can name their local team, can talk about the WASP players, can tell you what's happened in the Super League. And, you know, I have hands-on experience in that. I go around and I go to the communities, and I know that there's loads of players out there that perhaps never been to see a live netball game, and to me that's crazy. So yes, of course I want the media to do more, but I want to change it around. I don't want us to keep moaning about it. I want to go, well, okay, you know what, we want this, let's go out and get it. We've got a real opportunity to do this ourselves, and if we start pushing it forward, and you know, we start doubling attendance figures and we start doubling viewing figures, they'll have no choice but to put it on. And it won't just take a gold medal moment to do that. It will be because we've decided that this is what we want and this is how we want to see it.
What a strong campaign, and we are 100% behind it here on The Netball Show.
Thanks, Nat. Next week, Sasha Corbin on why she's getting involved with the hashtag Show Up campaign.
Last weekend in the Super League, we start with news on the second Tom Resley trophy that was held at Surrey Sports Park on Friday night as Storm faced Wasps.
So tonight's match is played in memory of one of Surrey Storm's family, our former team manager, Mr. Tom Resley, who passed away, sadly, in October of 2016 after a seven-year battle with cancer. Tom joined Surrey Storm as NPL team manager before being promoted to the NSL as manager in December 2014, being part of the double winning side. Tom's influence across the netball community was wide as a pioneer of the indoor format now known as Nets. He coached first the men's side and then the women's side, leading the under-18s to goals at the Nets World Cup in 2015 before a second gold was secured by the senior women at the 2016 World Championships in New Zealand. One of the nicest people in netball, tributes were received from across the netball world, and England wore black armbands on the final day of the Fast Five Championship in the days following Tom's passing. In memory of Tom and his influence on the players of both sides, this fixture at Surrey Sports Park between Surrey Storm and Wasps will see them compete annually for the Tom Resley Trophy. We ask you now to stand if you are able and join us for a minute's applause in honour of Tom.
The final score saw a 63-36 win to Wasps, and Amy Flanagan was part of a special group of players who've played for both sides, and she reflected on the game.
Being the Tom Resley Trophy, it's always a really important fixture for lots of players on both teams, and it's just great to go back to the sports park and be able to celebrate Tom there, and also collect sort of money for cancer research and raise awareness. So it was just a really, really fun game to go and play. We know we've been working on a lot of things in training that we're trying to put out on court, especially sort of looking towards the second half of the season and trying to change a bit up, sort of look at where we're breaking down at the moment. And the second half yesterday was a lot more polished than the first half, which was quite scrappy. But credit to Storm, they ran with us for the first half. And so it was a really, really good challenge and an intense game.
What an incredible night. And they raised close to £500 for Cancer Research UK.
Lightning travelled to Sirens and won that game. The final score was 45-62 to Lightning. Sirens player Leah Kennedy expected a really tough game, especially coming up against Ugandan shooter Peace Proskovia.
I think defensively we won a lot of ball. The girls really like held their own against a really strong attacking side by Loughborough. Peace is obviously a really tough opponent, and I think Nikki really stood out today and got some ball from her. And then I just think the defensive pressure from Loughborough just got in our way, and there were some of their players really stood out, and I think we just, the pressure on us sometimes lost us a game.
Benfica's Mavericks' Karen Bailey was named player of the match against Dragons with a 68-36 win, and it was a result Kat Ratnapala was satisfied with as her side remained within the top five in the league.
Really good, solid 12-player performance from us. Really happy with some of the combinations that are out on court tonight. Special mention to Karen Bailey for player of the match, but also to Lindsay Keeble, Raz Squashy and Gabs Marshall for their standout performances as well.
Manchester Thunder beat Seven Stars 55-49.
Definitely put out a good fight against Thunder. Obviously not quite good enough, but there were lots of positives to take from the game. It was one of the better starts we'd had in the season. I think quite often we found ourselves chasing after the first quarter, but we managed to keep up with them and start the game well. I think it was the second quarter that let us down. Our defensive pressure was great. We got loads of turnovers, but we just struggled to capitalise on them and get the ball to our shooters. But our second half performance was great, and everyone put in the hard work to close the gap in the scoreline. It was just a shame we didn't manage to recover from our own errors and really punish them.
A Monday Sky game saw Team Bath take the win 54-42 against Team Northumbria.
This week, Manchester Thunder released a brand new promo for Netball Manchester Live, which takes place on June the 2nd against Wasps. Andy's been speaking to Karen Gregg.
The arena game is obviously going to be huge for us. We've targeted that game as to look, you know, to get a record crowd into the arena, and it being so close to the atrocities that happened a year ago.
Many of us would think that Amarillo last time couldn't get any better. If you haven't seen what we're on about, head to ManchesterThunder.co.uk. There is a wonderful Rocky theme this year.
Yeah, I mean, we were bashing our heads for quite a while, really, on what could outdo Amarillo, because that went down so well. And even today, people go back and have a look at it. I know my nephew is obsessed with it. But, you know, Debbie come up with a really good theme, like the Rocky, and obviously at the end of the part, one of the Rockies, you see him running up those steps, and obviously Manchester Arena have got very similar steps, so I think that was kind of a central point of, right, let's do it. And the girls had a good laugh with it, and they all took it in good humour and got stuck in, and as you'll see from the video, there are a few quirky fun bits in there, so definitely a great video to help us promote our game.
Has the league this year surprised you?
No, it's not surprised me at all. You know, we always knew that this season was going to be a tough season, as was last. You know, I think you look at the league now and there is kind of a bit of a clear divide between top five and bottom five. And I think these next few rounds are going to be key when you look at the fixtures. The top four or five teams are all playing each other in the next few rounds. So I think we'll start to see, you know, a little bit more of a clear picture. And I know we're banking on, we've obviously still got a game in hand from the game that was cancelled due to the snow, so we're hoping that we can get a good result in that game and give ourselves a bit of a push up the table.
Sky have launched Show Up this week. The basis is to get people along and support all parts of women's sport.
Yeah.
Something that's important to you for quite some time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've always been in sport forever, ever since, you know, I remember, really. My dad always had us on the field and playing different sports. And I used to go to football matches and netball matches and all sorts when I was younger. And as a woman who is passionate about sports, you know, and not just netball, about other sports, I think it's really key that we do go out there and we support other women in sport. I know the FA have got a thing on as well, trying to get women into sport and what promises you're going to make to get women to go and watch football next season. So I think it's really key that all the women's sports, all the governing bodies really link in and back this initiative up. And I think, you know, women are a breed that do support one another fantastically, and I think it's a great initiative and we all need to jump on board and support it.
And you'll be hoping as many people as possible get along to the arena on June the 2nd and a nice little tasty game v Wasps.
Yeah, I mean, last time we faced Wasps, it was a fantastic game. You know, our girls really stood up well to them. We knew it was always going to be a tough ask, but we stepped out there and put out a fantastic performance and pushed Wasps all the way. And I think that's given our girls some real confidence that, you know, we can go out there and do the same at the arena, and hopefully the result will be the other way around. You know, ticket sales have been going fantastically well, and we've obviously got the competition out there for the group that brings the most people will win a coaching session with Tracy Neville. So that's a great incentive for people to come along too. So we're really hoping to push that 4,000 ticket sales. So we're looking for that final push, and that's what our promo video is hopefully out there for us to do.
Hot score lines just in as part of round 14, and we'll have more reaction on these next week. Manchester Thunder travelled to Wales and won by 40. It finished Dragons 38, Thunder 78. UWS Sirens scored their first win, 51-43, against Team Bath. There was a victory for Benicus Mavericks, who beat Team Northumbria 59-40. Monday's live game is Storm v Stars on Sky. Starts at 7 o'clock. And Sasha, there's one result we've missed. What about that Wasps result?
They slipped up in the 13th game with an incredible winning streak of 12 matches unbeaten. However, Loughborough Lightning, who they faced in the final last season, took the win in that game, 60-47. We'll have further thoughts on that in the next episode. Next up, we have part two of our interview with Jeeva Mentor.
The battle has begun.
How great is this?
Are you kidding me? What a shot!
And that is super netball.
Hi, netball family. Sue Gordian here. We need your support to wake up netball. It's simple. Just download the Netball Live app and watch the best netball competition in the world. Suncorp Super Netball, featuring the UK's best. Jeeva Mentor, Helen Housby, Serena Guthrie, Joe Harton and Stacey Francis. Come on, UK. Join me as we hashtag wake up netball.
We use a word that's called mana, and mana is everything that encompasses you as a being, what you stand for, what makes you get out of bed in the morning to go and train even though you're tired from last night's session.
Playing really well, and then we look at the things that help you get there.
I read a book, or I'm reading a book at the minute, and it's all about like your mindset and how you can be champion minded, and there's a quote in it that really stood out to me, and it's, no one's born a winner and no one's born a loser, but everyone is born to choose. And as a team, we decide collectively as a group of females to dedicate our life to training hard. I feel like no matter what your chosen sport is or your pursuit is, whatever you dedicate your efforts to, the most important thing is being part of the right team. Coco Fusion 100, the fusion of nature and lifestyle.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people are pretty cool, so I get along with them really well, so it was easy fit. I saw the kits, and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty, and just different. So yeah, it was cool, and they're really comfortable.
It's the Netball Show with Viper 10. Now it's time for part two of our special interview with Jeeva. She made her England debut back in 2001, and after 132 caps, a bunch of silver medals and a Commonwealth Games gold medal, Andy asked her if she still gets the same feeling when she steps out on court.
I absolutely do, and I wouldn't be playing this game if I didn't have the same pride and honour to be able to sort of put on that England dress and step out on court and do my job, not just for my team but for the country as well, and to be able to finally get my hands on for my very own gold medal. And as a team, we managed to achieve it after all the years that I've been doing it and all the years that I've been with some amazing netballers, and we've just fallen short at that final hurdle. For it to all come together this year, it's definitely fairy tale stuff and something that I'll never forget, and I'm just honoured that I could be part of such an amazing group that would be the first to not only make a final in the Commonwealth Games but to win it and bring home a gold for the country and for everyone in back in the UK and who's been sort of supporting us along the way.
I hope you've got the cuddly mascot safe as well.
I have. I heard they're
mega rare.
Yeah, prized possessions there. Yeah, mega rare. And so I'm very honoured the fact that I've got a nice normal one, and I've also got a gold one as well. So yes, I've kept them together, and I've got my eyes on them as much as I have my gold medal, because I hear sometimes they go walkies as well.
I even got in touch with Nat's mum and just said, oh, if there's any spare in the airport, I'll have one. Please, and she was like, no, they've literally all sold out.
Yeah, I heard that someone had to get, I think it was a parent trying to get some for her kids. She had to drive an hour and a half down the road to a different airport, go through customs to be able to buy it, and their news agents, like, none of the other shops around locally had any left. They, yeah, they're sought after item.
Players I've spoken to in the past can either watch and embrace every second of key games and finals. Others would just rather keep the memories in their head and how they saw it. Mm. How's that for you?
I think for me, it's, I've always been about the feeling. And there's almost small moments. It's like if you're watching back a movie and just watching the trailers, so little snippets. And for me, I've got the feeling that I had throughout different patches of the game and the feeling, obviously, that I had afterwards and that pure elation. But there's almost little moments of looking at eye contact, so looking at my wing defence or my goal defence in the eye, whenever we've turned over the ball or ball's got through our gap, or being able to send a passage of play all the way through the court and the shooter's finishing it off. So, yeah, I'm definitely probably a little bit of a mix of having that sort of vision in my head and also the feeling, but definitely very much about what it felt like out there and to be in that sort of environment.
You're playing your best, inarguably the best league in the world. Doesn't come much better than that, does it?
I'm pretty honoured to be in a position I am, and obviously came off a massive year last year with not just being able to captain the Suncorp Super Netball team as sort of the first import ever, but to be able to take it out in our first year of existence as a club was massive. And it still hasn't sort of settled in what we managed to achieve last year, because it was huge. And to then go on and win Fast Five, beat New Zealand a few times, and then come away with a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, it's been an absolutely massive sort of 12 months, if not a bit longer. And what I'm very grateful for, because as I said, I've been at this game for almost 20 years now, and I know the highs and lows that come with it. And success is hard to achieve, and I think for now the hardest thing is about trying to maintain that and keeping that consistency.
Vixens, you're playing in the same squad as Karen Bailey, weren't you?
Yeah, so I've got very fond friendship with Karen. Karen's obviously having a fantastic season from looking at all reports on social media with the Mavericks. She's in a great team. I'm very good friends with Sasha Corbin, and I know she'll be leading those bunch of girls nicely. And yeah, there's a good bunch of girls around her. But being able to play with Karen, we actually just got it. And those of you who see Karen, she probably comes across as not very warming to start with, but she's actually really sensitive, and I'm probably giving away all her top secrets here, because she's one of those that you think, oh, she seems a bit moody, but really she's a beautiful girl, will do anything for everybody, and the heart and soul that she puts in on court is exactly what you get and what lifts those around you. So I had some great years playing with Karen at Vixens, and we had some great success as well, and I'm so happy for her that she's doing really well over in the UK in the Super League.
I have spoken to her, so when you finish this, have a listen. That was shameless, I'm sorry. The Sunshine Coast then was obviously the right move for you on and off court. Loving it?
I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, you can't go too far wrong with the scenery and the beautiful beaches and the warm weather, but the environment that Knowles has been able to create up here with the club culture and what we believe in, what we're playing for, what we stand for as a group of individuals and a team, is something that I very much love being part of. And obviously having success helps last year, and we're obviously on a bit of a trickier road now, but it's definitely still an environment that I'm so happy to be part of.
The Bournemouth connection has seen the partnership with Viper 10. How have you seen them grow since you started as an ambassador?
They always say you can take the Bournemouth girl out of Bournemouth, but you can't take Bournemouth out of the girl, and that's definitely me. And to have a partnership with Viper 10 was just tick, tick, tick for me. They're a brand that are all about sort of family and that local connection, but they also create and provide quality. And everything that they say, they keep to. And for me, that means so much, and particularly in a world of sport where you making promises and people are going off your word, and you need that quality. And in order to have quality comes success. And to see them have a business that's just grown from strength to strength, and one that I can be behind and support, I'm all for. And the fact that they're lovely people as itself. Like, I've been into the offices many times and I've tried on all the gear, and it's just so great to be part of another family, and that's what I'm all about, being part of good teams and good families. And Viper 10 are definitely a brand that are growing, and I'm so excited to be a part of that and growing along that ride with them.
And you've been mega busy since the end of the Com Games, launching new netball as well. I'm surprised you haven't had one already.
I know, I've been a little bit busy with studies and playing here and playing there, but I've managed to get around to designing my very own Gilbert netball, so nice and easy to purchase. They're all online, they're only $14.99 and delivered worldwide, so nice and simple. So yeah, definitely get out there and grab yourself a Jiva Mentor netball. And I've got a brand new website to put the information out there, and Wikipedia's got some information on me, but quite often it's incorrect, so I thought, why not create my own website, get all the facts on there, and then it makes it nice and easy for people.
So I am hoping that your next answer will give me a bit of an exclusive. Would you like to guess what the question is? Are you
How
all
long
set
am I playing
for Liverpool?
For?
Are you all set for Liverpool and possibly your 6 Commonwealth Games? Please.
I'll start by answering, calm down, and that should answer your question. So yes, I've been practicing my accent. It probably needs a little bit more work, so I hope that my netball will shine more than my accent. Definitely very keen for Liverpool, and living out in Australia at the moment, I know how eager the Aussies are to come over on our turf and really hand it to us. So it's going to be an absolute crazy, intense and exciting World Cup, and we get to host it, and we get all these amazing netballers coming over. So I'm very much looking forward to being part of that journey with the England Roses. And who knows, with having a home Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in 4 years' time, if the body's still holding up, could be the exclusive. You could see me there. If I'm still needed in the team, then very much so.
It's a shame this isn't video call, but I have a sense of a little smile there.
There's a big smile.
And finally, just the importance of giving back to everybody and how important that grassroots is to you.
Yeah. I think for me, it's so important that not only as athletes that we stay grounded, but we also know where we came from and that we can inspire the next generation. And there's some amazing netballers out there, and they're great role models. And I think we're in a perfect opportunity to be able to inspire the next sort of young netballer coming through, whether they're a girl or a boy, whether they're just getting involved in sport or keeping active. So I'm very much a believer in getting out in the community and doing what you can, and whether that's involved in netball, whether that's involved in a healthy eating campaign or just getting active. I think it's so important that everyone has the chance to get out there and about and just sort of spread the love of playing sport, and particularly a sport like netball that can bring people so much joy.
Jiva's new website, jivagkmentor.com, has just launched, so make sure you go and check it out.
And Jiva, who kind of said she's good for next year if she's selected, so remember where you heard that first. And Caroline Barker, we'll have the credit for that if you don't mind. Hashtag love your work.
Another player who's enjoyed taking part in the Commonwealth Games, this time as part of Team Scotland, and a regular in the Sirens squad, is Nicola McCleary. We've been finding out if she has always had a passion for the game.
I started when I was in primary school, so it was primary 5, 6, 7 that I played. My sister played it first, my older sister played, and that's how I had got into it, because she really enjoyed it. And then from there, I joined a club team with East Kilbride. I played with them for a good number of years before I moved to East Kilbride Netball Club. And then from then developed onto what we call our development centres, and then into the national setup. And from then, yeah, never really looked back.
By the time you got that debut at the 2013 World Youth Cup, that was long overdue then.
Yes, I've been playing for I was pretty young when I started as well, and I got into the national squad, under-17 national squad, when I was just about to turn 15, so I was really young. So I've actually been in the setup for what feels like a lifetime now, which is down the line, so I'm now 22, but even from then, so I was supported when I was in fifth year and doing my hires. That's when I got brought into what's called the Institute of Sport in Scotland. And I've been supported by them through my gym and all my programmes since that age, when I was just in fifth year. So I have been here for a long time, and then got my debut at under-21s at the World Youth, which was just a fantastic experience. It seems like ages ago, but, you know, it was 20, it was a while ago.
Surely not.
You know, it seems like a lifetime ago that actually happened.
But then what was that way like between then and 2016 when you got your first cap?
I've been around the national setup for a long time, so even when I was playing on the 21s, I was still training with the national squad, so I was actually based with the national squad for a number of years. So I didn't really such get a call-up, I was already in the squad, and then it was just my time, I guess, that I then got taken and got my first cap in 2016, which, again, take my first cap only took like 2 years ago. I feel as if it happened years and years ago, because we've just had so much competition, and the sport's grown, and how much we've done from the last Com Games anyways, which is 4 years ago. I was a reserve at the last Commonwealth Games. So from then to now, it's just been a massive shift, but I'm in a positive way.
The good thing is you've been with Sirens since the start. Have you seen them grow from season to season?
Oh, it's been great. I was part of Sirens last year, which was a completely new experience. It was a brand new franchise that nobody really knew what to expect. But it was a great opportunity for us to play in a squad like that, get experience from world-class players from around the world who we'd never played with before, we'd never met. And just seeing different styles, getting different ideas was really cool. And that was probably the most learning experience I got, was actually from fellow players that were in the team and what they brought from New Zealand, from England, from Jamaica. So I think that was more or less my main reason for re-signing again. Like, I enjoyed it that much, and I gained as a player a lot, took a lot on board. And from then, when I got asked to sign again this year, it was a kind of no-brainer that I would sign.
Does that make you step up to some degree as a player as well?
Absolutely. I think you play with Sirens, and that's what's known as your club team now, so I don't actually basically have to give up that. The Sirens is my club team, but having your exposure at national level and competing against the best, but with Sirens, you're competing against some of the best in the world week in, week out. It's undoubtedly going to make you such a much better player, a much improved player than where you were at.
And it just goes to show the stuff you're doing on and off court as well. It's just working as that one unit.
Well, exactly. And we have a lot of kind of team values within Sirens, and across both years, unity has been a massive focus, a massive value for us, in terms of that everyone is coming from different backgrounds, different playing experiences. Some are very young, some have been there for a long time and probably seen a lot more, but at the same time, we are one team, and how do we make it work between all these new players? It's all good and well having great players, but how do they actually work together? How are they going to put out performances that are going to impress people? And get people to come and watch and put on that spectacle. So unity is really key for us, and it continues to be a key focus for us.
Are we then, Com Games? Have you got over it yet?
No. I don't know if I ever will. Commonwealth Games was... And it's hard, because I keep saying this to people, I'm like, it is hard to put into words what the most life-changing, amazing month of your whole 22 years I've been alive. It was by far the most incredible experience I've ever been involved in, ever been a part in any comp. Like, I think the multi-sport and just having so many different athletes, different sports, but all with the same purpose, that they're there to compete and are there to do a job, and just seeing that people who are very similar to you, probably on a day-to-day basis, you don't meet that many people who are doing the same thing as you. But when you're in it for a month and you're in this kind of little bubble in this little village where everyone's just doing the same thing, it was pretty awesome.
I was spotting to a few people. Did you go celeb spotting?
I mean, you try not to. You don't want to look too much. But the thing is, even everyone's in the village, everyone kind of just respects and appreciates everyone for what they do and what they're involved in. So I guess probably not. I mean, Usain Bolt, if he was there, I probably would have been trying to celeb spot him. But the biggest one we came across was just sitting in the dining hall, and Adam Jamili was just sitting literally next to me, and that was pretty cool, because you're I watch a lot of athletics, so it's probably something I'm interested in, but just a normal person. These people are just normal humans, just like us. So
yeah,
I just tried to soak in the experience, and we went to watch loads of different sports and just get involved in Team Scotland and that one team that we had, and you just went to support people and they came to support you. It was just such that kind of family unit. It was lovely. You could not have asked for it any better.
How's the season gone with Sirens for you personally? I mean, anybody can look at the stats and think, oh, well, yeah, maybe it was close. But Team Northumbria the other week, for example, that could have easily gone the other way.
Exactly. There's been a lot of games where we've been close, and then it's just been certain key moments, or critical moments is what we would call them, in the game that we've just not been clinical enough. And that's when it's been maybe lost by 5-6 goals in game. And Super League, unfortunately, if you have the little blips, you're going to pay the price for it and you're going to lose games. And it's not been the most perfect season, and you can look at the stats and you can see where we're at. However, it's how we bounce back from that, and it's tough. And at times you're like, oh my goodness, like places, like how do we get better? And just try to improve every single week. And you can see from our probably last 3 performances, we've had a massive shift in a positive way, that we're now starting to play some good netball, more consistent netball, and we can start to see connections starting to go. And you need to remember, this team only came together around January time, well, just before January, and then the season started. So it's not a long turnaround to bring 12 brand new players together and then expect to click it straight away. It's going to take time, and it's just trying to kind of speed up that time just now. We're a good, like, unit, and everyone's happy with where they're at, but we know that we can do much better. So, yeah, it's difficult. It is difficult. However, I think Ames is under the illusion that we can do much better from where we're at just now, and I think the performances from now to the end of the season will show just the kind of potential and what this team actually have within that squad.
What's that like as a player when you've got those people waiting at the end of the game for autographs?
I think that's probably one of my favourite parts. Apart out with the netball, and I love being on court and I love performance, but actually appreciating the people who have stayed behind at the end and seeing the kids' faces and seeing their signatures that they want, and them just being so excited to see you and ask all the questions, and they want to know about your position and where you've played, and just to see how interested, how keen they are. I just think it's the most, probably the best thing that we can give back to our sport is to our fans. And for those young girls who are looking up to you and want to know how do they get to where you are, just knowing that there's kids who are aspiring to be like that is just fantastic. And I'm a PE teacher, so my background as well with the kids, just been a great, the impact that you can have on them, you don't probably realise how significant it actually can be.
Sirens Brandon is among the best in the league, and just to be part of that and driving things forward in Scotland must make you feel good when you're playing.
Absolutely. I mean, every time you put that dress on, you know who you're playing for and you know what the brand is and what we want to achieve. We have a great support staff who look out for us day in, day out, 24 hours a day, they're there for you. We have some great sponsors behind us, our 5 for 10 dresses. If you've seen them, they were the nicest dresses that we could have had. So it's great to have 5 for 10 with us as well. And the girls, when we've seen our kit and when we've seen our dresses, I mean, the girls are delighted with what we've got. So it's great having that support behind you. It does make a massive difference. And with Sirens being the only semi-professional team within Scotland for females, I mean, it's such a massive thing for our sport. And our sport is growing, and we're trying to change the game. We're trying to make it more, not just netball, it's not just a national squad, it's so much more than that, and it's about getting participation levels from all, from kids right up to, we've got our bounce back to netball happening now, so we've got people who have been playing netball and then went away from it and came back, so it's so exciting, and seeing where our sport's going is just fantastic. Over the last 4 years, it's just grown and grown and grown. So yeah, just very, very excited.
Sirens are hoping that the last couple of games end on a high at the arena. Plenty of schools and group bookings are available on their website, which is sirensnetball.com. So if you've never been to a live game at the arena, it's a brilliant venue and there's just enough time between now and the end of the season to show up. And you can also follow them on Twitter at sirensnetball.
And I've made you wait at least half an hour to do this, so go on, get the plug in.
And it's that time of year again, trials season. So this is where I'm going to do a little plug for my amazing club, Poly NC. We're the oldest netball club in the world, in the Guinness Book of Records and everything. So we're looking for players across the board. We've got a load of different teams playing at different standards. We've got teams playing in the county and poly leagues in London and South East and the Middlesex region. We've also got a really competitive regional squad, the squad that I'm in. We play in Regional 1, and for the last few seasons, we have made it to National Prem Playoffs, which has been amazing. So we're a really competitive side, but also we're just great and we're really fun. So definitely come and get involved. Our trials are going to be on June the 9th at Ashmole Academy in North London. So check out Poly NC on Twitter if you want all the details.
And if Poly NC isn't close to you, a reminder that we heard from Kerry at Netball Squad a couple of podcasts ago. And you can always see netballsquad.co.uk for something a little bit closer to where you are. And before we go today, just want to say, well done, Jeeves.
It'll be a new season, a new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.